jazz was and still is a liberation music among Native and Indigenous populations because of that improvisation, that rhythmic syncopation, that sense of swing that is, I think, inherent in, you know, all tribal musics. You know, it comes from the heartbeat.
Keefe is an internationally acclaimed jazz vocalist and educator, actor, and activist. She leads the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band, an ensemble reclaiming presence and prominence for Indigenous communities in contemporary jazz music. Conversation began in acknowledgement of Native folks' challenging yet transformative relationship with jazz music throughout history.
Native and Indigenous children who were removed from their homes and their tribal lands and placed into boarding schools there was that great sort of cultural disconnection that was created by, you know, federal governments, militaries, and churches. And so a lot of these kids would be put into, you know, the school band, marching bands, choirs, you know, things like that. But then, you know, as folks were getting out of these schools, if they were fortunate enough to survive that education and return to their tribal lands, popular music was already sort of being introduced into tribal communities throughout the 20s and into the 60s. Yeah, we had marching bands for sure still on tribal lands and reservations, but we did have these big bands.
With enthusiastic support from Delbert Anderson, a Diné trumpeter and composer, the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band started out as a grant proposal.
So it really was like with Delbert's blessing that I put together this behemoth of a proposal, this like enormous grant proposal that was like, here's the historical context and here are like, you know, here's the musicians that I know today and da-da-da-da-da. I was like, this is why it's important now. You know, please support us. And we were awarded full funding. And then, of course, came the immense anxiety-riddled responsibility of filling out the personnel for a big band. I put out like a call for artists on social media. And I also reached out to like universities and colleges with, you know, Native student unions and things like that. The response was overwhelming. We had over, you know, 50 Indigenous jazz musicians from all over the US and Canada reaching out. Some of them were like, you know, there was a guy who was like in his 90s. And we had a kid like as young as 14. You know, in rural Oklahoma, reaching out and saying, like, I thought I was the only Native person who liked jazz. And so I saw this bigger community forming because so many of us were not connected. Even with this history and this lineage, you know, we were all kind of disconnected from each other. And so there was this larger conversation to be had.
The Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band debuted at the Washington Center for Performing Arts in May of 2022.
We were able to put together like a very proper premiere of the big band. And at the end of the gig, it was sort of like, okay, so is this like we're gonna keep doing this, right? Like we had such a good time and it sounded better than we all expected it would. Like we're gonna keep going, right?
Julia and I spoke in depth about the diversity of indigeneity represented in the big band and how the different cultural influences translate throughout the compositions on the album.
One of the priorities for me was ensuring that we're not distilling indigeneity into this sort of monolithic, homogenized, quote, native sound. There are, over, I think it's 547 federally recognized tribes in the United States, and that's just federally recognized. In the sort of naming process and trying to figure out what this ensemble would be, I liked the term indigenous because it is inclusive of indigenous people from Canada and indigenous people from the Caribbean and the Pacific Islands. And, I wanted something that was inclusive of indigeneity from the Western Hemisphere, but also leaving space to celebrate the many, many cultures underneath that umbrella term. So we have Ku'upua Ipawakalani, which is on the album, which was a composition from Queen Liliʻuokalani, the last reigning monarch of Hawaii. And it was beautifully arranged by my dear friend, Rogan Kahale Tinsley, who's Kanaka Maoli. And then, and then we have Molly's tune, Wawasintonda, which, Abenaki of Odanak First Nation, Delbert's compositions in Didat Sweet. So that's, Diné, Navajo Nation. And I think they do have very distinctly different sounds and approaches to music and ways of uplifting these prayers that songs really are. That's been such an important part of this mission, is to celebrate the diversity and vitality of Indigenous people in jazz, and to not reduce us down to a native sound. There's just too many of us.
Throughout history, Indigenous musicians have uniquely shaped the sound of jazz. Artists like Mildred Bailey, Jim Pepper, Oscar Pettiford, and Russell Big Chief Moore. For Julia, the Indigenous big band is an expansion of that tradition.
I really honor and uplift that legacy. And I am grateful for the opportunity to shine a light on a legacy and a lineage that might have been unknown to other members of our wonderful jazz community and American popular music at large. What we're really hoping for is a broadening of the scope, and celebrating that jazz has resonated with it, like indigenous communities and native communities, and that there has been a historically a participation in this beautiful art form.
And this is what informs the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band's debut album. It's called Incarnadine, and it features
Ed Littlefield, who's Tlingit, is on drums, Molly Obomsawin on bass, obviously Delbert, Kali Rodriguez, Pena from who's Taino from Cuba, Mark Carey, who is Afro-Indigenous.
Incarnadine releases on May 8th, 2026. And I'm just hoping and praying that we here in the Twin Cities get to see a performance from the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band at some point in the future. I think it would be so impactful and so beautiful. I'm Yancey, and
Hi, I'm Julia Keefe of the Julia Keefe Indigenous Big Band, and you're listening to Jazz 88.